So we had the following Chakira in Din Ari. Why is she Mikudeshes? Meaning, what did she receive? Right? What did she receive? So one shot is the Ritva is very, very clear, and the Rashba and the Rambam seems very clear on this. And the Tosfos Riazakein also says the Tosfos Riazakein here. Sorry, it's on a different place in this page than I'm used to. Behai Hanod, the Kamehemeli, should also Mona La'achem, they should worry if Gomer Shabbat not. Okay, there he's talking about Ariv himself.
But Lachorich should carry over.
Yes, but Lachorich should.
Right.
So one derech is the Ritva Hanah. Right. What did she receive Hanah? She taka didn't get any money, she got Hanah. Ah, the Gemara says she didn't get Hanah. No, it means she didn't get money. But she did get Hanah. He has to read in the Gemara. He says, even though she didn't get Hanah, Shlomo Kodesh, it means even though she didn't get the mamish real money, she still got an abstract Hanah, and that's enough to be Mikudeshes, who say it is Hanah. This works very well, as we pointed out. If Ariv himself is Chayiv Mishom Hanah, the Rambam we found to be a little problematic, because the Rambam sounds like Ariv himself is Chayiv just through Amira Greda. So I noticed, I put on the brackets in the country, say, sure, he wants to say the Rambam didn't really mean it there in Mechir Perakid Aleph. He didn't really mean that an Ariz Mechayif through Amir or Greda. Okay, if he didn't really mean it, that's okay. But the Machnei Farm says he did mean it, but we're not learning from the main din of Ariv. We're learning from the side point of Ariv, the Hanah, that takes away the problem of Asmachta, or, one second, let me just make myself a little, how do we get from the Rambam? How do we get from the Rambam if Arev Mamish is through Amira and Din Arev is through Hana'a? Obviously, Din Arev can't be Amira. No one thinks you can be a Kadesh through Amira without Kesef Shavuvia, right? So how do you make that Ma'avar? So the Kontrasei Shiurim of Rav Gustaman says that this one was Lav Dafka. So Ram didn't really mean it when he said he's Mechayiv with Amira, just like an Arev. He didn't mean it's really like an Arev. I mean, just like an Arev is Chayiv, even though he didn't borrow. Other people give him Chayiv, they don't borrow. But the way it works is totally different. Okay. The other option is the Machle Ephraim, who says that Chayiv Mishom Amira, and Ein, there's no problem of Asmachta, because of the Hanah, which is a side point. And from this side point, we learn to din Arev. Not from the main Chiv of Arev, but from the side point. Or the other option we said is, here I'm going to abstract, generalize a little more than last time, is based on the Griz, even though we didn't officially get to it yet. Luckily, Joel's not here, so he's not going to kill me for that. Maybe he's right. Maybe I should have started that a week ago. I wanted to build up to it. Okay, but Seder. Where he says that Arev maybe is Mishom Amira. I mean, not the Griz himself, but let's just say I'll key the unique Shita of the Rambam. You could say Arev works Mishom Amira, but Din Arev is really works not well.
Kind of
not going to find us
in different
ways. No. I realize I'm just trying to be very general and preserve my options in a way that I'm not going to successfully do. So maybe what we have to say is that I'll pee the Grizz. Just say that Hana'a, it's the opposite of Machte Ephraim, is not the reason Din Arev works. Hana is not the reason Din Arev works. Din Arev works not because of Hana. However, it's just a separate, unique shita of the Rambam that Kiddushin requires Hana. So he wasn't really explaining how Din Arev works when he said Hana. He's really just pointing out this, as the Grid says, there's a separate din that Kiddushin requires Hana, but he wasn't dealing with the Etzem Din Arev in and of itself. That he was skipping.
Fine, that just leaves us with the question. It's not answering Rambam at all.
Maybe it is.
Maybe
we're learning through Amira. How can you Kadesh us through Amira? So you can pull the, when I put in the Pnei Yeshua in the brackets, before the Kol Shir in the brackets, the Pnei Yeshua, I saw it a lot. I'm going to really have, okay. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, but I'm not going to fill in 4. Maybe you could say, I'll pee. No, that's not so good. Maybe you could say that this is Amira, and we learn from here, Amira plus Mechilas Milveh. Right? Amira plus Mechilas Milveh, and it really works with Mechilas Milveh, and really Mechilas Milveh works as long as you have the Tanai of Hana'a, so you're okay.
I was thinking yesterday, why did we even come into if we're talking Hana'a, she's Mekudesh, I'll be Hana'a, that's Hana'a because of Chavakah. Uh-huh. What does that have to do with
Good. So that is the Machne Fahim's Kash on the Ritva. He says, if it's Midin Hana'a, then what he means in Arev, we know Hana. As a matter of fact, the Ritva even says it in a way that sets himself up for a problem, right? How does the Ritva say this? Even though I think the answer is very pashut, but the Ritva says, he actually makes it seem like Morty has a good question. Says the Ritva here, says Arev, etc. Pirish Lavmir Bul Matli Shamana. It's not that she didn't get Hana. Didn't get my Mishtami. El Lomalak Avgav Matli Hana's Mo Shoti, he didn't get my Mishtami of the full money. So he got the abstract Hana that the guy trusted him to lend this guy money. And then he said, Hana always counts as kesef, as I explained many places. Hachanami, here also Hana always counts as kesef. So Morty's asking, if Hana always counts as kesef, then what do you need to learn from Arev? Right? Valid question. What do we learn from Arev? After all, Hana is Kesef. So I have two options. Either, which I like less, we learn from Arev that Hana is Kesef. Briefly says, oh, Hana always counts as Kesef. Yeah, Hana always counts as Kesef, but it's always learned from Arev. Right? So I don't love that answer. One, that Hana counts as Kesef. Or I prefer to answer, what do we learn from Arev? Not that Hana counts as Kesef. We learn from Arev that this kind of Hana counts as Hana. We might have thought it's only called Hana if you get some personal benefit, not if you're happy that you're listened to benefit someone else. Right? If I fix your leaking roof, okay, maybe that's actually giving you money. If I hold an umbrella over you, so that's Hana, you are now drier. If I, give you a lift, etc. But if I listen to you to give him money, you might have thought that's not called Hana. It's too abstract. After all, where do you draw the line in Hana? I think, maybe I'm wrong, but I would think that just because you're happy doesn't mean Hana. Right? Again, if I stop the war in Syria and you were very concerned about all the civilian deaths, and I don't think that's called like Kesef, Hana ki Kesef, just because you're very happy, and there are people who'd be very happy. And good for them. It has to be, a Hana has to be somewhat relevant, has to be somewhat concrete in order to count as Kesef. So here it's a borderline kind of Hana. On the one hand, it's not my business, it's his business. Every time my friend is happy, that's called giving me Hana? But on the other hand, over here, it's not just that my friend is happy, it's that you listened to me and took my word for it that you should make my friend happy because you trust me. Whether you trust me to pay back or you just trust me to tell you what to do. So maybe I'm more involved. So it's a very, I think, misvara, I wouldn't have known what's called Hana, what isn't. If I hold an umbrella over you, that's Hana. If I stop have good news in the world, If I vote for Trump and you really want Trump to win, that's not hana. But what about this case? It's sort of borderline. It's someone else's business. But on the other hand, it's your business, because you're the one who is initiating it. So the chiddush is that this is called hana. Right? That this type of hana counts. I think that's we really needed to learn that from Ari. We would not have known that. We would not have known that on my own.
But isn't it the rule that I know that we've set up to now, anything that I'd be willing to pay somebody to do something is hanoah. And here I'd be willing to pay somebody.
Yes, but in the sugyas until now, I've been willing to pay someone to do something to benefit me. Yes, in the Mechilas Melvos to benefit me. We never had a case where I'm willing to pay someone to do something to benefit someone else. That's a chiddush. I mean, until then, Arif. So I think that's still a chiddush.
That's what's different than Schok Lefanai.
Yes, exactly. That benefits me.
Getting me.
Right. But there seems, that's one side, but there seems to be another side. That is because the Rush uses a different Lashon. Says the Rush, and this is again Chazara, he says, you don't say Harei Mekudesh Asli. What do they say? Harei Mekudesh Asli Bahanazo. Right? The Lashon. Harei At. Mekudeshly, Bahana'a, etc. That's not what the Rush says. Right. The Rush says, Harei Mekudeshly, Bim on his own. Right? Harei At Mekudeshly, Bim on his own. So that sounds like that. You can always say, okay, he just doesn't think you have to be so Madaic in your Lashon. But if we assume, no, he was being Madaic, he thinks you do it from Madaic in your Lashon, then he seems to be assuming a different shot at Ari. Right? Which is the Rush. And the Talmud of Rashba was very explicit about this. He says, Ki'ilu Ki'ilu Kiblu HaKasef. Right? That Din Arev is not just that you're happy. It's that if I give it to him, it's like giving it to you. That's the Chiddush of Din Arev. Whether it's because of Shlichus or whether it's just because of Stan Din Arev. Right? The Rashbam used the word shlichus, the Rishalmi used the word shlichus, the Rishalmi in the context of Kiddushin. Again, the Rishalmi doesn't say denarev, just says this case of Midin shlichus, right? Yerushalmi Kiddushin. It doesn't say it's denarev, it just says this is the din because of shlichus, right? Shlichus means that it's as if I gave you the money. The Rishalmi has two options. Either the nosein is the shliach or the makabel is the shliach, but either way, someone was the shliach to get the money for her. Right, either I'm the shliach to get the money for her and then give it to him, or he's the shliach to get the money for her and then keep it for himself. But there's like a hidden transaction in here. It's not that I give the money to you. It's that I gave the money to her to you. The Rishalmi says maybe I was the shliach or you were the shliach, but hey, either way, it's as if she got the money in there. So that is as if she got the money. That's what explained the Lashon, and that's what the Talmud of Rashba actually says. The Rush just says Lashon Kedusha, and the Talmud of Rashba says Lashon Kedusha, and Ke'ilu Kiblasam. It's as if you received the money, and that's a mefurish Yerushalmi. There is a... there is a third approach, which is the Pnei Yoshua and the Kovet Shiurim, which is interesting, we pointed out, that says that Din Arif is like mamish going through Arif, and they're medayik in the Lashon of the Gemara. Mishabdo Omakdi Anafshe sounds like there's a Sheba and a Kenyan. So there's a third approach, which I think is more similar to this, but is the Pnei Yoshua. I haven't found this explicitly in Rishonim. They all read it into Rishonim. And the Kovet Shiurim, Rav Gusman also discusses this. He says, no. It's that she is... She owes him the money, Midin Arev, and the Kiddushin is with Mechilas Milveh. Of course, they have to deal with the fact that Mechilas Milveh is not Mekudeshes. So the Pnei Yoshua says, well, it's really Hanas Mechilas Milveh. And the Kovet Shiurim says, no, this is a Mechilas Milveh that has more Hanas than a regular Mechilas Milveh. But, okay, so they take Arev very literally and say, no, it's Mamish Arev. I give the money, so she owes me back. Because, like, if I lend money, the Arev owes me back. And I'm Mochel the money she owes back, and that's the Kiddushin. Okay, I'm not going to focus on that. So much, but that is a direction that they take. Now, what might be some nafgaminas between...
Are they coming, though, this nafgamina, the Pnei Yoshua and the Kovet Shiurim, they're coming out of the Ritva? They're not coming out of the Rush, nechon? Who are they trying to justify?
The,
Which approach?
That is a great question. I'm trying to remember.
Because I have to take a side.
I think if I recall correctly, the Pnei Yoshua, anyone have it printed out? Oh, I have it. I can tell you at least the Pnei Yoshua, I think they were different in this respect. I'm trying to remember who was which. He's saying in the rush, and the Kodesh Urim is saying in the Rambam, if I recall correctly. Pnei Yoshua is saying in the rush. Okay, now, what might be some nafkamina? So I see this in a few Achronim said a very clever nafkamina. Our Gemara says, Heilach Mana, or 10 Mana Laploni. What if it hadn't been Mana? What if it had been 10 Pruta Laploni? That's a good question. What about 10 Pruta Laploni? So, what about 10 pruta laploni? So, would that make a difference? Argmer says money for some reason. Why does Argmer say money and not pruta? Who knows? Maybe it just wasn't common for people to talk to other people too much about prutas. You know, it wasn't Mechubitz trying to get other people involved with prutas. Or maybe it's Navka. Maybe it makes a difference. Because after all, what might you say?
What's the hana of a pruta?
If he's only giving a pruta, how much hana do I get from you getting a pruta?
Less.
Lechora, less. I could have given you a pruta myself. Right? Lechora, the hana I get from him lending you is less than the amount of the loan. Right? If I'm an Ari, and I get hana that you lend someone $1,000, my hana is not $1,000. That now I would have $1,000. Lechora, my hana is, I don't know, $50. Pick whatever you want. So that could be enough gemina. This is what a number of achronim say. So, he says, probably, Eina Mekudeshes, because the Hana is less than a Pruta. But if it's Ke'ilu, I gave it to her, then Avada would be Mekudeshes if I gave her the Pruta. Another example that comes up there, although this is a little trickier, is Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses this. He wants to make it a little more complicated in the Shut. He also discusses that, what if I say, not give Plomi, but forgive Plony's loan and I'll be Mekudeshes to you. Forgive Plony's loan and I'll be Mekudeshes to you. According to Rashi and Tosus, etc. Would that be a valid Kiddushin or not? So maybe, Mechol Halva'as Plony. Because if it's a matter of as if you gave it to me, then what is it if you gave it to me? You didn't give anything. You're just Mechol Halva'as. So this should be Ain't a Mekudeshes, because you didn't give me anything. You were just mochel, you didn't give anything. But if it's that I'm happy that you listened to me, then maybe it would be Mekudeshes. Right? Because I am happy that you listened to me to decide whose loans to remit. But you can't say there was an asina here that I got, because no one gave anything. So then the Rabbi Kiva Eger brings up these two. He makes it a little more complicated. If you want to look up the Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's in the new Shutz published nowadays. Evna Ezer Simon Zion. Some other classic nafkaminas are maybe the discussion of Tosfos in Bava Metzia in two places. So, what does Tosfos say in the Bava Metzia? The discussion of Ribbis. What case of Ribbis? I lend you 100 on the condition that you give 120 to a Goy or to Hektish. If I lent you 100 on the condition that you give... I lend you 100 on condition that you give 120 to a guy or to Hektish. Meaning, there's no ribbis for a guy and for Hektish, right? You're allowed to borrow ribbis for a guy. You're allowed to pay ribbis to a guy.
If you borrow first, that...
I lent you the money!
No, but it's under the assumption that you really owe that guy 120. You borrowed in your...
No, it doesn't have to be. Stam. Could be stam. Could be yes, could be no. It doesn't make a difference, luckily. So what about, right, Malve Mea... Almanas, Leshailen, Legoy, O Lehekdish, 120. I lend you 100, and the terms are you have to pay a guy 120, or you have to pay Hektish 120. Takets Mutter give ribbons to a guy. Takets Mutter give ribbons to Hektish. So, what's the din? Is this an Isser of Ribbis Doraisa or not? Right? It's probably at least a Vak Ribbis, right? It's definitely Haronas Ribbis, at least. Right? I don't think anyone's going to say this is Heter Gomer, because clearly it smacks of being taken advantage to turn into Ribbis. But we don't know if it's Ribbis Kedusa, is this Mamish Ribbis Doraisa or not? Right? Now, for me, do I have to refund it? So says Tosfos in two places in Bava Metzia. Says Tosfos in Bava Metzia. He says, yes, that's Ribbis Mamish. Why is it Ribbis Mamish? Because when you return 120 to the guy, you're really paying me. When you return 120 to Hector, you're really paying me. Why? You're not paying me. Tosfos says, look in Kedusha me Denari. If I give the guy, now, obviously, not everyone who gives a guy is thinking of me, but if someone gives a guy because I told them to, right? Ari was only if I told you to. If you give a guy because I told you to, you're paying me. If you give Hector because I told you to, you're paying me. And that's the Lashon of Tosfos Bava Metzia. The Lashon of Tosfos Bava Metzia is very stark in both of these Tosfosim. One of them, he says, I'll read you the Lashon. He says, yes, ready? Im nasan kuf zuzi l'adam. If I lend 100 shekels to Irv, she actually had to maybe ask me. I told him, pay back Hector's 120, right? I'm a philanthropic guy. He says, can I borrow 100? I said, you know what? And he says, can I borrow 100? I'm happy to pay interest, right? He's not such a firm guy, not the real Irv. He says, I'm a philanthropic guy. He says, sure, borrow 100. I don't need the 120. Pay it back to Tzedakah, right? So is that a problem or not? So says Tosfos, he says, "Nira asher dafilu mi de oraisa or das asher mi de oraisa the choshev kilo makabel malva atzma." When he gives the money to a hektish, it's as if he gave it to me. Why? Come on, 10 months of employment, makabel shani lachem v'esh mi de'arv the choshev kilo kiblo minenu. It's as if I received it. Tosfos makes it seem like when you give the 120 to a person I tell you to, it's as if you're giving it to me. So Tosfos definitely makes it sound like Tosfos Bava Metzia, and he says the same thing. That was about Hektish. He really says the same thing about a goy. Tosfos is, I think, very consistent. Lishitase, he says, Pshita Davi Ribbis, why? And Chaim, even if I wouldn't owe the guy money, just stand until I tell you to pay the guy, right? I feel like, nothing to do with whether I owe the guy money. Kevan de mischar alva nosin l'nachri ribis, since I'm telling you it's schar alva to pay ribis to the guy, I'll pia malva, and you're doing it because I told you to. Harayu can no say la malva atzmo midin arev. If you pay the guy because I told you, whenever you pay someone I told you to, it's as if you gave it to me. So Tosfos Bava Metzia says that it is ribis de oraisa because no saying.
Good, thank you.
Right? Because if you give it to someone because I told you to, it's as if you gave it to me. Right? That really sounds like, and Nachman Frank says at first, this Tosfos fits the Derech of the Rush, that din arev is when I tell you to give it to someone, you give it to someone on my say-so, it's as if you gave it to me. It's not just that stam I'm happy. If it was stam that I'm happy, then I don't know how happy I am that you give 120 to Hektish. Mm-hmm. How happy I am you give 120 to the guy. I don't know. Meaning Tosfos says, even if I don't owe the guy money, right? Even nothing to do with the fact that I need to give this money to Hektish or to the guy. How happy am I? I don't know. Maybe not happy enough to be Ribbis Kedusa. And that's what Machmir Frank says. If it was just that I get Hana when you pay the guy, or I get Hana when you pay Hektish, says the Machmir Frank, he says this would not be Ribbis to Oraisa, because you didn't pay me Ribbis. You just gave me Hana. Or he suggests a little later, maybe even if it is Ribbis to Oraisa, it's only Ribbis to Oraisa in the amount of Hana I get, not the amount of the money. No, like, if I get a $1 of worth of Hana, then it's only $1 of Ribbis to Oraisa. Mm-hmm. Not to mean I only have to refund a dollar. So that's what he says. Mm-hmm. He says, maybe it would not be Ribbis to Oraisa. Then he says, either it's not Ribbis to Oraisa, because you're not paying me back Ribbis. Or he says, if it is Ribbis to Oraisa, it's only Ribbis to Oraisa on the Hana. So it's only $1 of Ribbis to Oraisa, not $20 of Ribbis to Oraisa. That's he's specific about it. He goes back and forth in Machmir Frank. I'd have to return a dollar, not 20. So he says, according to Tosfos, I have to return 20, Ribbis Kedusa. According to the Derech of the Ritva, either I don't have to return anything, because it wasn't Ribbis Doraisa, or I have to return the $1 Hana I get, but not more than that. Another nafkamina might be, and this is a, actually I saw an interesting discussion here on the, in the Grach al Shas here, in the stencil, has a discussion, and he analyzed it in a slightly different way. I'm not going with his analysis, just an interesting case. Right? You always want to know interesting cases. What counts as giving to someone? What's a nafkamina? What counts as giving to someone? So you want kiddushin, ribbis, you know, and not like usual business deals. Who cares? The mice, it's a business deal. So how about esnan zona? What if the zona says, give money to my boss, and I'll sleep with you. That's actually not a crazy scenario. Maisim b'chol yom. So, and not money. Money wouldn't make a difference. What about, right, nowadays we think of money, but if you go back to biblical times, right, what did Yehuda promise? Right? He didn't give it in the end, right? But that was because there was a plot. Anochi ashlach zimin atzom. So what if she says, give my boss a sheep, and I'll sleep with you. Right? Is that an esnan zona or not? Is that an esnan zona or not? So Reb Chaim discusses this. He says, avad, if it was a shivcha kananis, that would be esnan zona because the boss is actually the owner. But what, it wasn't a shivcha kananis, it was just stam. Maybe it wasn't even a boss. Maybe it was just stam, a friend. Right? She says, I don't need a sheep. But you should know that I don't need a sheep, but you should know that my father really needs a sheep. So give my father a sheep and you can have my services. Right? So, what's the din there? Is that an esnan zona or not? Did I give her the sheep? Or did I not give her the sheep? So, you could say, well, what did I give? Did I give her the sheep or did I give her hana'ah? If I gave her hana'ah, then it's very, I mean, we're none of us are exceedingly holy people, right? But if I gave her hana'ah, the hana'ah can't be an esnan zona, then I didn't give her the sheep. So how about this interesting nafkamina case? What about Amra 10 gedi leploni, right? What's a polite way to say this? Right? 10 gedi leploni, right? The, what? Right. Okay. The ezna imcha, right? That's esnan zona. So what about that case? Look over, there should be enough green again. You can look at Reb Chaim the stencil here. He has a different analysis of it. But you would think that if it's just a matter of giving hana, then it's not an esnan zona. Because I didn't give her the sheep. I gave Plony the sheep. I gave her hana. But if it's as if I gave her the sheep, then lechora, it is an esnan zona. Here, Reb Chaim starts to be more subtle about this. He says, well, even if it's as if I gave her the sheep, is it as if I gave her the chetz of the sheep, or as if I gave her the value of the sheep? So he still wants to make a chiluk. But in general, if it's as if I gave her, then at least you have a pashtus of esnan zona. When I gave Plony the sheep, it's like I gave her the sheep, as Tosfos said and Talmud Rashba said. But if I just gave her hana'ah, then again, none of us are getting after Yonah if I give her hana in exchange for znos, but I didn't give her a sheep for a goat for znos. I didn't give her an animal for znos. I gave her hana for znos. The animal is innocent. And therefore, it should be kosher for a carbon. So that could be another nafkamina. And perhaps one more nafkamina, although this is very complex, and it's really a whole sugi that we're going to have to deal with later, is the discussion based on the Gemara later. The Gemara later has all kinds of responses that a woman says, and we don't know what she means. Like if she says, give money to Abba. I say, Harim Kadesh, she says, give it to Abba. So does she mean, give it to Abba and jump in the lake? Or does she mean, give it to Abba and, you know, I'll be Mekudeshes to you? Okay, so there's all kinds of what most Rishonim assume are just questions of what people mean. Psychological questions, umdana questions. What if she says put it on a rock? So, again, according to most Rishonim read it, well, if it was her rock, then she probably meant I want to do Kiddushin and this is a convenient place. If it was someone else's rock, then that's just her way of saying go jump in a lake. stick it on a rock, what do I care? And what if it was both of theirs rock? All kinds of questions. What the Rishonim get into here is, what if, again, if he gave it to her, that's Kiddushin. If he gave it to someone and she really wanted him to give it to that someone for Kiddushin, that's Denarim, that's obviously also Kiddushin. But what if she really wanted Kiddushin, but she didn't tell him to give it to someone? She told him to throw it in the sea. Zrok mana liyam. She told him to just throw it in the garbage. That's a funny one. What if she told him to throw it in the garbage? She'll be Kodeshes to him. Now again, We're not getting into now the main discussion on Daf Ches, which are technical and psychological, which is, how do we know if she says throw it in the lake, if she really means Kedushin or she means to insult him? But let's take a theoretical case that's not in the Gemara. She said, in all honesty, I want to be Mekudeshes to you, but I have my reasons, which I'm not ready to share now, and I want you to take the diamond ring and throw it into the Mediterranean Sea. Okay, who knows what her reasons are? They could be smart reasons, they could be stupid reasons, but they're reasons. Right? She means that we're sure she's 100% earnest. We have no suffering about her das. She has das kedushin. The question is, there a maisik kedushin if I throw it in the sea? Because I didn't give it to her. Right? So is that a maisik kedushin if I throw it in the sea? So, some Rishonim discuss, which we're not getting up to now, in the Meirin Tosos Rid, discuss this from a perspective of not Midin Arif. We're not, we'll get to there. We'll see all the different factors. But most Rishonim discuss this from the perspective of Din Arif. And most Rishonim ask the following question. Lu Yitzur, she seriously wanted me to throw it in the sea. For whatever reason, who knows? Would it be Mikudesh as Midin Arev or not? Does Arev only work if she gives it to a person? Or does Arev, if he gives it to a person? Or does Arev work as long as he puts it someplace where he, as long as he spends the money in a way she wants him to spend the money? Clearly, according to everyone, but according to 95% of Rishonim, I don't mean putting. Like, if she tells him, oh, put it in your pocket, then obviously that's not a Havin of Din Arev, because he's not actually doing anything of significance. If she tells him, put it on your desk, that's not Din Arev, because he's not sacrificing any money. He's not listening to her. Like, that's a trivial thing. But let's say she tells him, throw it in the ocean. If she tells him, throw it in the ocean, he's really spending a lot of money just to make her happy, just because he trusts her and he's going to listen to her. Okay, maybe she just wants to see what kind of marriage they'll have. Will he listen to her even when she says it doesn't make sense? Is right? Obvious? For those who are not yet married, you should know that sometimes your wife's going to tell you to do things that don't make any sense in, from your perspective. And if you start pointing out they don't make sense, then you're in trouble. You have to do them anyway. She just wants to see. She just wants to see if this will be a good marriage or not, and that's worth a lot of money to her. Okay, Lemaisa, is this Din Arev or not? Big machlokas.
So she said she doesn't want to be Mekudeshes.
No, so again, let me go back. The actual case, the Gemara doesn't discuss Mana Liyam at all. The Bavli doesn't mention that case. Only the Rishonim do. The Bavli's main concern, according to most Rishonim, is what she means, the Das. But the Rishonim and Daf Chesam and Beis say, forget about the Gemara's discussion of Das. We're interested in when there's a Maisa Kedushin. And let's say she was 100% serious. Let's say we know she had Das. We know she sincerely means to throw it in the ocean. Would it be a Maisa Kedushin or not? And most Rishonim say, what's the Havina? Maybe it's Midin Arev. Maybe it's not Midin Arev.
What's the line where she says, but I have my reasons?
What?
She says, but I have my reasons. I want to be...
No, I have my reasons why I'm telling you to throw it in the ocean instead of giving it to me. That's that was my just elucidation. That was just my play acting. My dramatization, that's the word I was looking for.
The Gemara later on brings for Kibbut Avim, example of that's Kibbut Avim.
Yes, okay. So, is it Midin Arev or not? So here is a big discussion in the Rishonim. The Rush brings down a machlokas. The Rush says, Pashut, that's not Midin Arev. Because you're not giving it to someone. Says, but... not like all those Gedolim who says it was Mekudesh, just Midin Arev. And basically, the Gedolim, now who are those Gedolim? Right, I can't promise you which Gedolim the Rush is quoting. He definitely wasn't quoting the Ritva, because he's older than the Ritva, but he might have been quoting the Ramban, or he might have been quoting lots of other Gedolim who haven't necessarily left us a written record. The Ritva and the Ramban hold like those Gedolim, they say Mekudesh, just Midin Arev. Why? Because he spent the money based on her say-so. He trusted her to spend his money. Spending money is a serious thing. Who cares if he gives it to someone? I mean, what's the difference between throwing it in the yam and giving it to Plony? Either way, it's not his anymore. While the Rush and the Rashba there and the Yerushalmi say no. Say only if you give it to a ben das it counts. Din Arev is only if you give it to a ben das, not if you throw it in the sea. Now, is this a clear nafkamina? Not so pashut.
But why did Rashba say that?
That's what I meant by not so posh. I'll explain to you in a moment, or I'll try my best. Lemaisa, this might be a nafkamina, but I'm not convinced. Says the Ritva, what about Zrot Mane Liyam Ve'akadesh anilach. Right, that's the lashon the Rishonim used. Forget about my dramatization, which just confused us. The Rishonim just used, how do we know she's serious? She says, rope on liyan ve'akadesh anilach. She doesn't just say jump in a lake. She says, throw it in the ocean and I'll be mekudeshes to you. So we see she's 100% serious. Says the Ritva mekudeshes. Meaning, spending money at her command without giving it to someone. Right? That's the nafkamina. You spend money at her command without giving it to someone. Okay, we'll see. There's also kind of technical questions. What's called spending money and what's not? But Zorok Wanda Liyam is clearly spending the money. You lost the money. Right? So you're willing to lose money to make her happy, but you're not giving it to someone. Says the Ritva, Mikudeshes, because she is Nehane. Technically, she's Nehanes, but whatever. She's Mikudesh, because she's Nehane, meaning she gets Hana. Why should she have more Hana because he gives a diploma than he throws in the yam? Either way, he is willing to spend his money the way she tells him to. That's Hana. And says the Yerushalmi, the Rabban quotes this Yerushalmi, says, clear, there are the Yerushalmi, the Ramban quotes the Yerushalmi, but it's also in the Yerushalmi, which I put in the Makaros. Manse says, not Mekudeshes, because no one was Mekabel the money as her Shliach. Right? Meaning it only works if someone's mekabel the money on her behalf, so it'll be as if she received it. And here, no one was mekabel the money on her behalf. That's Taka Rav Zera says in the Yerushalmi, or Rav Ila says in the Yerushalmi, that, even if you give it to a Chayrish, that doesn't work. Because there's no one to be, it's not as if she got it, because no one was mekabel it on her behalf. Now, this is not a Mokhruch Nafkamina, especially since not all the Rishonim work out, because this is not a Mokhruch Nafkamina. It's like the next stop in the Gemara. Correct, because, but not Mokhruch, because here you could also say that as long as he spends it, it's as if he gave it to her. Right, so it's not so mochrach. You could say, no, it's takik ilukip, but her kabbalah is not through the guy receiving, her kabbalah is through him spending. The Yerushalmi is 2 days. Is the ikker kabbalah, is it as if she received it, because the recipient received it on her behalf, or because the giver gave it on her behalf? So if you're saying it's based on the giver, he still gave it to the ocean. So, and even in this case, you could say, and this is what the Rashba would say, you could also say, this is not a significant hana. It's not a significant hana because it's only significant hana when the money is put to some good purpose. When someone gets the money and I'm happy that someone now has something to do with the money. If you throw it in the ocean, that's not a significant hana. Oh, you listen to me. That's not a significant enough hana. To be a hana, it has to be you listen to me and now the money is helping someone who I wanted to help. That's a real hana. If you listen to me to waste, that's not a significant enough hana. Obviously, it's a little hana. It's a weird hana, right? It's a crooked hana. So maybe a crooked hana is not hana. Maybe that's what the Rashba means.
But the Rashba doesn't set it up that way. The Rashba just says it because you gave it to someone else. Or rather, the Rashba says it's just because they did something because of you.
Okay, just to be fair, the Rashba's lashon is still tricky. I'm trying my mightiest, and I'm going to have to leave Bitzar Hiyon. I'm trying my mightiest. I'm trying to do my best, but really, I tried to solve the stira in the Rashba, for the first time in 1993. And I was not so successful, and I'm still don't think I was really successful. I'm just trying to do my best.
No one talks about this?
For some reason, everyone talks about a stira in the Ritva above Mitzia, but no one talks about this. I'm not sure why.
It's very strange.
Yes, I agree. Okay. Anyway, Lemaisa, so here we have a fundamental chakir about Din Arev. How does Din Arev work? Is it that it's not as if I gave you the money, I give him the money, but I give you Hana? Or no, by giving him the money, it's as if I give you the money. And we have many nafkminas. What lashon do you use for kiddushin? What if it would be only a pruta and the hana would therefore be only a fraction of a pruta? What if I didn't give, I just forgave? The hana is there, but the giving's not. And the famous question of Tosin Bar Matzia, right? Is it ribis to oraisa if I pay to a goyer to hekdesh? Because if you received it, it is. If not, then possibly not. And the discussion of Chayim of the Esnanzona, if I give the Gdita to someone else, it becomes Esnanzona. And lastly, but very complicated and not really a Mocher Kanafkamina, just clearly some Rishonim are based on their Shita. The Ritva there is clearly working off a Shita here. And other Rishonim do not work out so well. So it's obviously complex, and the exact Lashon of the Rashba still perplexes me. But you might say, the way the Ritva sets it up certainly is that if it's about Hana, here there's Hana, I threw it into the sea. Although not Mocher, because maybe that's not a real significant Hana if it didn't accomplish anything. And if it's about as if I gave it to you, then for that you need like a Shliach. And here there's no Shliach to receive it. Well, that's also not Mocher, because maybe it's I give it to you from my side, not from his side.
Don't we have an idea of subjective Hana? For instance, on, in Yehoshua Shabbos, if the person has Hana from tearing up paper, right? So we say that's different from a Stama person tearing up paper. The same thing here. In other words, if the person has Hana from giving, sending it to the ocean, so that should be equivalent to everybody else.
Not so Pasha. You are misquoting the Gemara in Shabbos. Okay. The Gemara in Shabbos doesn't say if the person subjectively, and first of all, they're discussing their word mitaking. But the Gemara does not say if the person subjectively enjoys tearing up paper, then it's considered a real malacha. Adraba, it says if he enjoys tearing up the paper, but it doesn't help him, then it's not malacha on Shabbos. Only if he enjoys. The Gemara says, if he tears up the paper because he's mad, it's not malacha. Only if he tears up the paper. And the Gemara passes that in the end. The Gemara says that doesn't count. Why? Because when you tear up things when you're mad, it just makes you your yates are stronger. So you haven't benefited. If I tear something up in order to impress other people and make them listen to me about important dinyanim, then that's considered mitaking. But the other Gemara says it's not just because I want to. It's only if I want to, and it actually accomplishes an important goal. So that's, if anything, that cuts the other way.
Okay, that's what happened.
What?
You accomplished the goal here.
With throwing me into the yam. Yep. Maybe not. You know, the question is, what level of goal is that? You know, I mean, adraba. Maybe I just...
That's the max of that.
Maybe I... Not necessarily. Not necessarily. They do not have any case of wasting on a dafches. There's not one case in dafches of wasting.
She says to him, give me a moment, and she throws it into the yam.
She throws it in the yam.
Okay.
And then she's not Mekadeshes.
No, she
or isn't. Or she is. Okay, no, okay, I take it back. That's because he gave it to her and the Kiddush is over. He gave it to her and the Kiddush is over. She throws it into the yam. It's her own business. That's the case you
make. If he throws it into the yam because of her, the chor are the same thing.
No, because it could be that she's an idiot and she got no enough for throwing it to the yam. She's just crazy and we don't care. Because after the Kiddush is finished.
But that's not what happened. But the Gemara explains that no, she's not crazy. She had
she's testing him, you mean.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. So Yesh L'ayin, but Yesh L'ayin, but still, that doesn't have to be as chashuv as Kesef. That just has to be an explanation for her psychology.
Well, that's chashuv enough that we say Mekudesh.
No, we say Mekudesh because she actually took the money in her hand. That was Komet. We just want to know her umdana, what she meant.
If she accepted her.
Yes. Maybe, okay. Maybe. So this is what we have to say about Arev. I think now we're ready to go on in the Gemara. And again, we're always going to have to come back to the Rama, but let's look at the next line in the Gemara. Says the next line in the Gemara. Hey, lechmanav iskachi leploni, mekudeshes cheski, midin ebekenani. If I say, here's money to be mekudeshes to him. Here's money to marry Reuven. Then that's valid. We didn't have a Kanani, even though Reuven didn't give any money. How so? Ever Kanani lava go look across the media kakani nafshi ha gavernami. I will look across the media kakani leva hai. It's okay. It seems to me in the Laskan of the Gemara that everyone agrees later on that if I want to free an Ever Kanani bekesef, how do you free an Ever Kanani bekesef? So it's machlokes tanaim whether he can free himself by giving kesef. So it's machlokes tanaim whether he can have kesef. But for sure, I can give the Adam Kesef to free the Eved Kanani. So just like the Eved Kanani, a third party gave the Kesef and that counts. The Eved Kanani didn't pay anything and it counts. Likewise here, the Chassan didn't pay anything. A third party gave the money and it still counts. That is the principle of the Gemara. You don't need Chasser for Kedushin. Okay, reasonable enough. Now, the question is, what's the scenario? What's the obvious problem in the scenario? Abba's problem is, let's think about it. I say to a girl, take this money and be Mekudeshes to Reuven. What? Reuben has to have a say in this matter, right? Where was Reuben in the story? Right? Clearly, Reuben has to be involved in the story someplace, either beforehand or afterwards, right? He doesn't seem to be here at the time. The Rishonim assume he's not talking Mamash at that exact moment. So he has to be either before or afterwards. So this is a fundamental machlokas Rishonim. Where is Reuben or Ploni in the story? Morty.
Before we get to that, by Eved Kanani, it's totally different because you can actually hold that if I'm being a shocker at Eved, not what I do, I'm buying him and then I'm a shocker at him. It's you could think of it as a two-part activity, and that's totally different than Kedushin.
You could think of it as a two-part activity, that it's as if I'm buying him and I'm shocker him. That is an interesting aura, but I might say that I don't have a good answer. I might only have an obnoxious answer. So I might just say that you could think of it that way, but maybe the Gemara here is not thinking of it that way. Right? You could think of it that way. But the Gemara here is assuming that we don't think of it that way. Rather, the other was Meshacharim. And the other was Meshacharim, why? In exchange for my Kesef. And even though it's my Kesef, it still works. Likewise in Kedushin, even though it's my Kesef and not Ploni's Kesef, it still works. Although I hear your Taina, but the Gemara seems to be assuming not that way. So
parallel to Bidyon Shmuyim. I don't buy them, I just pay the money to get them out.
Correct. There I'm not necessarily accomplishing any halos. So, meaning opinion shvuyim, right? If that guy was captured by Goyim and I paid a ransom him, I'm not accomplishing any halos. He was a ben chorin and he's still a ben chorin. So, there's no halachic analysis involved there. I'm just a nice guy. But here we're accomplishing a halachic halos. So, in Din Eved Kanani, the question is, where is the chassan? What does the chassan do in Din Eved Kanani? So, what does Rashi think the chassan does? Exactly. The no same is a shliach of the Mekadesh. So, says Rashi, what is the case of Din Eved Kanani? So says Rashi, no same is a shliach of Ploni. The no same is a shliach of Ploni. That's Rashi's perspective on Eved Kanani. The Rabbeinu Hanano also seems to assume that way. The Rabbeinu Hanano's lashon is a little unclear, but the way the Rashba quotes him, he says, "Artsuye artze kame." He had previously told this guy that he wants to marry her, and he assumes that it's good enough to count as shlichus. So that's one.
Even if it's not the money of the mishalei.
Then what's the chiddush? The chiddush is not the shliach. The chiddush is that it works even though the money belongs to the shliach and not the mekadesh. Okay, that might be similar to Eved Ivri. Maybe on the shliach of the Eved.
Was it the mishalach just didn't pay any money? Those might not be the same thing.
Okay, but practically they're the same thing. What?
Okay.
I think I'll come back to it in a way that will satisfy you. The Rabbeinu Chanan, now, there's this whole school who sees it as shlichus. Then they have a whole discussion of what kind of shlichus. So the Rach says, Artsuya Artse Kame. Right, the Rach quotes the Rach clearer in the Rach, and they also go into the Lashon, it's a little less clear. Says that, maybe he didn't say officially be my shliach, but he says, I wish someone would, marry this girl for me, etc. So maybe that counts as shlichus. The Itter goes a little further. The Itter says, no, he's Mekadeshu through Zachlanum Shlobafanov, and then checks with me afterwards if I want. Right? Meaning you can have shlichus. Let's assume this Zachia, Zachlanum Shlobafanov is called shlichus for our purposes. You can have shlichus even if I don't appoint you. As long as something's zachus, you can act as my shliach. Then afterwards check with me, and then I have the right to veto or to accept. So the Rashba here is a technical argument with Itter. Is it really a zechus to get a wife or not? On the one hand, it's... Well, that's for a woman, not for the man. On the one hand, like now I have a wife. What could be bad? On the other hand, it's not so pasha. After all, maybe I don't want this wife. I can divorce her. Yeah, but it costs money to divorce her. And now I'll have trouble in Shiduchim if people know I have a wife, right? It's even in the old days when they had polygamy, it was still... They had bad polygamy. That doesn't mean that it helped in shidduchim. That doesn't mean that I want my daughter to be someone's second wife, right? So this is the approach of Rashi and the Rach and the Iter with the addition of Zechiah. But I think the Iter is still fundamentally on the same page as Rashi, because he assumes the guy is doing it on my behalf. He just assumes this is a chos, and therefore you can do it, I have to check with me later. While Rashi assumes it's not a chos to have a wife. Meaning, it's very nice to have a wife, but we would like to have some say in the matter. It's not as close to have a random woman as your wife, and therefore you need to actually appoint them beforehand, or at least suggest to them beforehand. That's one approach. However, there's another approach. What's the other approach? What's the other approach? One approach to that is shlichus. What's the other approach? Tosfos Zaken Rama and Ritva. What do they say? That he came afterwards and said, Haryam Kudeshusli. Now, not everyone has the exact same lashon here. But says the Rambam and the Tosus Riazakin and the Ritva, they assume no, the Nesina was not Shlichus. The Nesina was Stam, right? I mean, he didn't give it to you as my Shliach. If he gave it to you as my Shliach, then that would already be a Kedushin. The only question is, did I appoint him, or is it as if I appointed him? They assume no, that the no-saying was not a shliach. So where's the kedushin? Rather, the ploni comes afterwards and says, Harei at mekudeshes li. Be what? Who says Hana Habalach Biglali? The Rambam says, right? Be Hana Habalach Biglali. Tosus Riyaz Zakein says, Be Hana Sheyeshlach Bishvili. Right? So they say a lashon of Be Hana Habalach Biglali. The Ritva, interestingly, has a slightly different lashon. What does the Ritva say? Sorry, let me just find the right page. Says the Ritva, a slightly different lashon. Maybe this is significant, maybe it isn't. We'll have to decide for ourselves. He says, "She'ein anotzi shluchos shel mekadesh." Right? Not like Rashi. Ella she knows against me shluchos shel mekadesh lo bazev. V'hainu da'asim l'demek kanani. He doesn't say Bahana Balach Lili, he says Bekesef Shanasan Lach Ploni. Right? So we have two different variations here.
Wait, Shetiskadishli? Meaning as if it was.
Bekesef Shanasan Lach Ploni Shetiskadishli. You're Mekudeshes with the money that Ploni gave you in order to be Mekudeshes to me.
That sounds like he was a Shoya.
But he wasn't. Let me read you again.
No,
I read it too fast.
I hear what you're saying.
Ma'imi b'she'ein ha'no
se'in shluchos.
He wasn't my slave. Meaning, he gave it to you l'shem kiddushin to me. His intention was kiddushin to me, but he wasn't my shliach. He did it on his own for the sake of kiddushin to me. And then I say, you kiddush with the money, apparently as long as the money was l'shma, it's good enough. Right? Obviously the money has to be l'shma. If he gave you money as a birthday present, then it wouldn't work. But if he gave you money l'shma, you kiddush to me, I just come and say. So here we have two slightly different formulations. According to the Rambam,
is there a difference?
And we'll decide for ourselves in a moment. Says behana'a haba'alich biglali, and according to the Ritva, he says b'mane shenasan lach plomi. Okay, we'll have to see if there's a difference. Now there are two different scenarios as to, you know, where's the kiddushin here, really, right? Is it that it's kiddushin right away because he's my shliach? The only kiddush is it doesn't matter if it's his money or my money, right? Or is it that no, it's I was not involved in this scene at all. I just come afterwards and turn it into kiddushin. Bekesef.
Actual kesef.
Bekesef. He doesn't save him money. He says bekesef. If you want, not that it makes a difference.
No, but it's fine. Bekesef versus bethana.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay, Lani is Daiti. Now the question is,
Now, excuse me. The question is very pashut, which is, everyone here has the das and the amira of the chassan. According to Rashi, the das of the chassan is that he made the guy a shliach, or he agreed, and the amira is that the guy was his shliach to do the amira. I can send a shliach to the amira. Mm-hmm. According to the Rambam, it's reason in Ritva. The das is he came afterwards and agreed, and the amira is he said, Arayim kodeshesli v'chuli. The question is, where is the maisa nesina? Right? Now, clearly, here, I think this is an important question. Meaning, what's the main thing we learn from Ibn Tanani? He doesn't need to be chasser, right? He doesn't need to spend his own money. According to every pshat here, he didn't spend his own money. That's the whole point of Din Ibn Tanani. That if you didn't spend your own money, it's still a valid kedushin. But, Agav, I guess I should just, before we come back to this, what does the Rush say? Who does the Rush hold like here? Trick question? The Rush says either way. Meiri says the same thing. Right? So we're not going to focus on that too much. But the Rush and the Meiri say either way. Okay, they just think they're both right. So, meaning it doesn't really matter what was the scenario in the Sugya. The Sugya didn't care what the scenario was, the Sugya one scenario, but they're both right. Fine. It's always easy to say they're both right. Now let's get back. The question is, where's the Nesina? Where's the Maisa Nesina? I think this is a very important question. I don't know if that's the standard way to analyze the sugya, but that's the way I'd like to analyze the sugya. Where is the maisa nesina? So, according to Rashi, this is very easy. Where is the nesina? According to Rashi, this is shmizi. Where's the nesina? The guy did a nesina as my shliach. The chiddush is he could do a nesina with his money instead of my money. But that's pashut, right? This is pashut. The shliach did nesina on my behalf. The only chiddush is he can do nesina with his money. But it's my mice and nesina. I sent him as a shliach to do kiddushin. It's my mice and nesina. It's just this tiny chiddush that he's allowed to use someone else's money. Or his money, for my nesina. But according to the others, where's the nesina? This guy comes and gives it not as my shliach. Then I come afterwards and say, Hareyat mikudeshesli. It's very nice that I say Hareyat mikudeshesli, but I didn't do a nesina. So, anyone have an idea?
I mean, worse than that, she has to have das about being makaba. When she got the money, no one was talking about it.
Ah, that's a fascinating question. Where's her das? Unless you say, by accepting the money originally, she agreed to the kiddushin, and by not retracting, meanwhile, she kept agreeing to the kiddushin until I got involved. Meaning, I think Pasha's going to the Rambam. She's not a kudeshes vishas nesina. She's only kudesh when I come and say her kudeshesly. But since she agreed to take the nesina and was told clearly it was for kiddushin to me, and she took the money of her own free will, and when I came over and said something to her, she didn't say no, then I think that's good enough to be her das.
Throw in that one thing that when she got it, it was understood that it was for kedushin. Then
yes, that's exactly what he says. He says, "Hey, lachmana v'itkachi laploni." Obviously, otherwise, what's called shtikal acharmasimos, which does not necessarily prove anything. I mean, if he gave her a birthday present, then clearly that doesn't mean anything.
She v'itkachi laploni.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. She knew that it was for kedushin, and basically, by accepting the money originally, she's agreeing to kedushin. And it's her, the onus is on her to retract if she changes her mind before I show up.
Amanas to everybody else?
No. What?
Amanas, like it's a matan amanas. Yeah. Amanas that you're going
to... Lechora, right. Lechora, she has to give the money back if she refuses the kedushin. I give her. I'm sorry. Here, take this 100 shekel and kedesh it to Ruvain. So if she decides not to kedesh it to Ruvain, she owes me back the 100 shekel. That's clear.
So then Nesina is now a mafreya.
What?
The Nesina is now a mafreya.
And now the maf, but I didn't do the nesina. I wasn't there.
Yeah, but you're creating.
Say better. What does the Tosafot Riyazakin say?
The hana now.
The hana now. What's the hana now?
That you're gonna get to keep the money.
That she can keep the money, right? It's the hana now that she can keep the money. After all, who's the only one who can let her keep the money? Ruvain. Because if Ruvain doesn't do kiddushin, she can't keep the money. She only gets the money if she does kiddushin. She's mekudeshes to Ruvain. That's what Tosafot Riyazakin says. He says. Etc. Shahana yesh la'ata, she'em lo tiskadesh, ein lava ma'us klom. She gets Hanoah because if not for the Kiddushin, she has to return the money.
Like a
Milva? What? No, a Pikadum. It's not a Milva, it's a Pikadum. If it was a Milva, there would be Hanish Milva. But here it's a Pikadum. My Milva loads on it. I said, spend the money. Here I didn't say spend the money. I said, hold on to the money until Reuben comes. So it's a Pikadum. I can be Kaddish with a Pikadum, according to the vast majority of Rishonim. And therefore he says, that's only if the money's the end. If something happened to the money, then there's no more Kiddushin, right? But if the money is Be'en, so this is one approach, and I think this makes a lot of sense from the perspective of, says maybe the Nesina is Nesinas Hana'ah of now, again, not that it's his money to let her keep, but he's clearly causing her to keep the money, right? Of causing her to keep the money, and it's a pikadum, not a milveh, it's not lehotzah nitna, and that's why this is considered a real, hana'ah. It's not that she owes the money now, doesn't have to be back. It's that she's holding the actual bag full of coins, and she can now keep these coins, which until now she was just watching on our game. She's just a shomer chinam on the coins. Now she's a bailam on the coins. Right? If the money is still intact, which is exactly what he says. Obviously, if something happens to the money, then I'm not giving her any hana at this point. The money's gone.
This doesn't seem to work for
Allah. Why?
He says matana. He says it's not. He says he's giving this to her as matana. There's no mention of
any. Let's look at the Rambam.
So that's when the guys, the first guy, but when the married guy comes, he does say that, doesn't he?
I was with Ben here. Says the Rambam, Amar la heiluch diner zeh b'matana v'iskachi l'ploni. But obviously the matana only if you greet him kaddish because the ploni, I think. The kid shall also ploni v'amar la harvei v'kadesh li b'hana zo haba leich b'gloli. You ever kadesh with this hanah that comes to you because of me? The Rambam's lashon is a little unclear. Harizeh mekudeshes is mekudeshes, right? So I admit the Rambam is a little unclear. It's clearly with the hanah, not with the money. But it's not. So here is Tosfos Riazaken. Tosfos Riazaken is very clear. That the Nesina is that I make her be able to keep the money, and I don't give her my money, but I cause her to acquire money. That's a real hanah. The Rambam is a little. It's a little less clear. So maybe we will come back to that. And the Rashba also has... Okay, so, Yonatan?
Yeah, so, isn't this a problem for the Rambam for what we said in the last segment, that you need Nesina, an actual physical Nesina at the time? What we were saying, I think, about Nesnova. So you don't really have that. You're just kind of telling her how you can do it.
Well, according to Tosfos Riazaken, I think it's okay because... Since she doesn't have the right to use this money yet, she's just holding it for someone, she's just a shomer chinam on the money, then that might be called a real nesina, if now I tell you you can keep the money. That's not so crazy.
Okay.
Right? That's not so crazy. Now, in the Ritva, though, doesn't totally sound like this, right? The Ritva doesn't totally sound like this. The Ritva sounds like it's with the money. I mean, he could mean the same thing. But you could take it a little differently. What could be a more creative answer to where's the Nesina? Where does he do the Nesina? Where does the Chassan do the Nesina here? So, let's go back to Eved Kanani. Where does the Eved do the Nesina?
He doesn't.
What does Rava say in Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph? Rava says, now this is within Rabbi Meir. This worked. Rava says, Kesef Kabbalah's Rabo Garmalo. Kesef, the Kabbalah of his master, caused him to be free, not the Nesina of the Acher. Meaning, what's Rava saying? You know why she's free? You know how Din Evakanani works, at least according to her mayor? Not because the Nesina counts for him. Because there's a Kabbalah, and the Kabbalah is good enough. Obviously, it has to be Kabbalah of shame this, right? I can't just stop accept the birthday present from my great aunt and say that frees my Evakanani. Right, it has to be Kabbalah l'shem, this Eved Kanani. But maybe Kabbalah's right. Maybe Kabbalah's good enough for that Nesina. Now, I understand she can't do the Nesina. Maybe he also doesn't have to do the Nesina. Right? Maybe Kabbalah's good enough for that Nesina. And maybe that shot in the Ritva, and maybe even the Rambam. that Enechanami, I didn't do an Asina, but you got Hana because of me, right? Because of what Bedwelling means. but you got Hana connected to me. Maybe Kabbalah is good enough without Nesina. So maybe Alpi Rava Bedaf Chaf Gimel Amid Aleph Kabbalas Rabo Garmelo, in which case, what are we saying? We're saying that maybe the whole Chappi of a Kanani is a big Kiddush. It's not just that you don't need Chisaron. It's not, obviously you don't need Chisaron. It's not just that you don't need Chisaron. It's that you don't need Nesina, you just need Kabbalah. You don't need Nesina, you just need Kabbalah. Obviously the Kabbalah has to be Lashem Kedushin, therefore the guy has to give you money Lashem Kedushin. But maybe you don't need Nesina, maybe Kabbalah alone is good enough.
But it's not simultaneous.
What?
It's still not simultaneous. Our Kabbalah is not simultaneous with his
That's okay. That's okay. Even though our minhag is Seharei Mekudeshly before the Nesina, and the Rishonim it seems clear that you Seharei Mekudeshly after the Nesina, that's good enough. Okay, there's a whole question of exactly when is it good enough, when is it not. But let's assume it works. So maybe the point is, maybe it's a bigger chiddush. The big chiddush is that you need Kabbalah, not Nesina. As long as you have Kabbalah, that's good enough. Okay, that would be a more radical way of reading Din Eved Kanani. Not just you need a Nesina, but you don't need Chisaron. But you don't need my Nesina. You just need a Kabbalah.
Well, that you could take that to an extreme. They could be two walking through the desert, Makom Hefker, and they see something that says, "Oh, take that, and you're Mekadesh to me." There must be some. He has to have some part of it. There has to be something related to him in it somehow, somewhere.
Okay. Clearly, like the Eved Kanani, right? There has to be a. Maybe I would, yeah?
You just say there has to be a Nesina, there's not a Nesina by him.
Right, although that's, right, then it would no longer be based on...
If she were to do some gift from heaven, obviously there's no way to think that was somebody else. But here, somebody else gave it to her, and that is what caused the Kabbalah via Kabbalah.
Right, that is interesting, because you're right. It's hard for me to imagine either an Kanani or a Kedushin that would be good enough. That would be good enough. Although, just give me a second. One second. Okay, you're right. I have to be. Maybe you don't need his Nesina at all. This is how the Avnei Nezer understands the Ritva. This is how the Avnei Nezer understands the Ritva. Says the Avnei Nezer, what's the yesod of the machlokas between the Ritva and Rashi? He has a Ritva Lishitasi. He doesn't have Rashi Lishitasi. He has a Rashi Lishitasi also. But I think he's the one who does go to Rashi Lishitasi. Yes. The machlokas is Kesef Kabbalah's Rabba Garmelo? Sorry. Is Eved Kanani? He says Rashi and the Ritva are Lishitasim. How so? Says the Avnei Nezer. Says Rashi and the Ritva at least are lishitasan the Eved Kanani Mash. How does Kesef al Yidei Achirim work? According to the Chachamim. How does Kesef al Yidei Achirim work? Lefi Chacharim. Because we hold like the Chacharim. So he's Medayik from Rashi and Daf Chaf Gimel that it works through And Zachon let him slow the fun of.
They do the Nesina on the Eved's behalf and free him. And therefore, likewise here, I do the Nesina on the Chassan's behalf and I'm a Kaddish for him. But the Ritva says there, Havalos Rabu Garmelo. No, it's not through Zachon Lanus Lefanav. They just do it on their own without his Nesina. What's the Nafgamina? How does he prove this? The Nafgamina is, what if he says, I don't want to be free? Omed Vitzoveach. What if he says, I don't want to be free, I want to stay in Eved? And what if he says, I want to stay in Eved? And therefore, says the Ritva, that Afilu Omed, I'll just write in English, simpler, that he is free even if he objects. He is free even if he objects. Why? Because we don't require his involvement. It's enough that someone gives money in the master's mikado. While he assumes Rashi holds, Rashi doesn't say this beforeish, but many Rishonim say this, although Rashi does not commit himself either way, says that he's only free if he agrees. Okay, what's the Avinezer saying here?
Wouldn't he bottle data?
No, because sometimes people like to be avadim. Like, for example, Bef Kera Nichole, right? There's a lot of, there's a heteros nos, maybe people like that. So it's not so pashit. The, who knows, maybe he just, I don't know, he's a nice master. He's afraid of being on his own. He doesn't know how to make a living. The Haftis Adonis Ishtivias Banai, right? Someone could think that. So, says the Avnei Nezer, he says Rashi and Ritva have a fundamental machlokas here. Rashi is Lashita say that he thinks Eved Kenani works. The Eved Kenani is doing Nesina. But the Nesina is through Zachon Lanim Shlo B'Fanav. He did the Nesina. The only Chiddush is it doesn't have to be his money. It could be someone else's money. Well, the Ritva says, no, the Eved Kenani does not have to do a Nesina. Even if he screams that I don't want to be free, he's still free. He's free against his will. Why? Because we don't care if he does a Nesina. We just care if there is some Nesina and there's a Kabbalah of his master, then he is free. Likewise here, we don't care if the Chassid did the Nesina. Obviously, it's not going to work here against his will. The point is, we don't need the Nesina of the Mekadesh. Just like we don't need the Nesina of the Eved. That's what the Avnei Nezer says, right? You don't need Nesinas HaEved. Well, according to Rashi, you do need Nesinas HaEved. How do you have Nesinas HaEved? Through Zachon Lanim Shlo B'Fanav. Because it's a big zechus, and that's why he has the right to veto it. He could say, I don't think you should have done it on my behalf. So that's what the Avnei Nezer says. The Avnei Nezer says the fundamental machlokas here isn't that we're just saying this is a good nesina through a shliach, even though it wasn't your own money you sacrificed? Or are we saying something more than that? We don't need your nesina at all. We need your amira, we need your das in kiddushin, but we don't need your nesina at all, just like we don't need the Eved's nesina by Eved Kanani Mamish. Morty.
But that's, I mean, but Eved Kenani, you don't need the das of the Eved at all. The owner gets the money and he's Meshachar as Eved.
Not according to Rashi. And
Rashi
the Rambam and the Rif and many others.
Needs das?
What?
Eved Kenani needs das?
To be freed, yes. Yes, because the only way anyone could free him is through Zachon Lanim Shlo B'Fanav, and Zachon Lanim Shlo B'Fanav, you have to check if the guy really wants it. The only, Zachon Lanim Shlo B'Fanav does not allow you to do something good for someone against their will. It just allows you to do it without asking them, and then ask them later.
No, but the master can't just free his Eved?
Oh, of course he can, if he puts the shtar in his hand directly. Obviously the master can free his Eved against his will, person to person, face to face. But through a third party, the master cannot free his Eved against his will.
He accepted the money to free him. That means he wants to free him.
Okay, but according, again, this is Machlokes Rishonim. But according to many Rishonim, the master cannot free him through a third party against his will. Why? For a simple reason. If he's not here, how does he free him? Only through Shlichus, through Zachin. And Zachin is only if he agrees. Yes, I can Meshachar my Eved against his will. The question is, can I Meshachar him through you against his will? So the Ritva says, yes, who cares about him? Did Eved Kananis, we don't need him. But Rashi says, no. To be Meshachar him, I need him to be involved. The only way I can use you is if you're a Shliach, through Zachin. And the only way you're a shliach is if he agrees.
But that's because you're talking about the money. The Adam can be Meshachar as Eved, he doesn't get anything. If he could just decide, wake up one morning, I'm going to free my Eved.
So yeah, but he needs to do. But he needs to kesef or shtar. But he needs to kesef or shtar. He can't be shachar b'dibur. He needs kesef or shtar. And here he didn't write a shtar, so he needs kesef. So where's the kinyan kesef? You need a maisa to mishachar an Eved. Where's the maisa? Right, the same question we started. Where's the maisa? According to Rashi over there, the maisa is that I'm the Eved shliach. So to here, I'm the chasen shliach. According to the Ritva, the maisa is that I gave this guy money, and that's a maisa without the Eved at all. Likewise over here, it's a maisa without the chasen at all. Of course, the only difference is the chasen needs to provide das here, and chasen needs to come later and add his das, but we can do the maisa without him. That's the chiddush of a kanani. Not just it doesn't have to lose money. He doesn't even have to do the maisa nesina. That seems to be the big chiddush here of the Ritva. That seems to be the chiddush of the Ritva. Now you should know, by the way, the Bnei Yeshua says Rashi and the Ritva don't really argue. Right? Rashi really agrees with the Rambam. They're just saying that everyone's like the Rush. They're just saying different examples. But the Avnei Yeshua says no, they really argue. Right? It's interesting. You know, we don't have time to go into it now. But you know, does Rashi argue on the Ritva, and does the Ritva argue on Rashi? Right? Because they can coexist. That's the Rush. So whether or not the Ritva argue, the Ritva Rambam and Tosri Yazakan argue on Rashi, whether or not Rashi and the Rach argue on the Ritva is unclear. Bnei Yeshua says, and they all agree they're just saying examples. The Avnei Yeshua says, no, they have a fundamental machlokas here. Could be the Bnei Yeshua understood the other side like Tosri Yazakan, in which case, it's easy to say that they're all just different examples of the same principle. While the Avnei Yeshua understood, like this Lumdus in the Ritva, based on the Ritva and Dafkof Gimel, in which case there's clearly a principled machlokas here. Now, we then have some different ways of understanding the din of Eved Kanani. Does Eved Kanani mean what does Eved Kanani mean? Does Eved Kanani mean I need to do the Nesina? I just don't need to be chasser in that. I need to do a Nesina to cause her to require money. It just doesn't have to be my money. That I don't have to lose money in this. Or does it mean, no, I don't even have to do the Nesina. I have to do the Das, I have to do the Amira. And as long as there's someone's nosing Kesef and she's Mekabel the Kesef, that is good enough. That could at least indirectly affect a few different nafgaminas. So, for example, there's a big machlokes, which there's a big dion. Maybe we'll come back to the Mishnah Melech, the beginning of Perek Hey, deals with at great length. Does the mekanish need to give? Does someone need to give a pruta, or is it enough that she receives a pruta? So here, I think here we have to get a little more detailed. Here we want to know what's the yesod of din Eved Kanani. So one side is that okay, I realize that it's not going to be as pasha as I thought. Give me half a second. Let me ask the following question. Start with the Shiloh of the Radbaz. And the Mishnah Melech has many examples like this. What if, not the regular din Eved Kanani, what if I actually give her something and she acquires a pruta, but I don't give her a pruta? The Radbaz's case is a little bit of a weird case. I throw it to her, it's worth half a pruta, when it lands, it's worth a full pruta. The Mishnah Melech, I saw in one of the footnotes in one of the modern day Sfarim questions whether that's really such a good case. Mishnah Melech has other cases, like, for example, what if it's an Isra Hanah and she's a Choloshish Pesachana? So to me it's worthless, but for her it's worth $1 million and I give it to her. Or what if I steal something and I give it to her and she's Kona B'Shina Rishas? For me it wasn't mine, but for her, B'Shina Rishas, for every other deviation, Shina Rishas, she's Kona. All these interesting examples, it's like a 5-page Mishnah Melech in the beginning of Perek Hey. What if you don't really have Nesina, but you have the Kabbalah? Should that work, or should that not work? So what do you think? Should that work, or should that not work? Now, one could certainly be mechalik here between whether I was nosing anything versus whether I was nosing a shavu pruta. But at least perhaps you could see this as tying into, or rather, further. Now that we have, again, we have three ways of understanding the case of Eved Kenani. Where's the Nesina? You know, and the Avnezer made a fundamental machlokas. Maybe you could further subdivide that and ask, do you need a chisaron or not? Here, do you need chisaron pruta or not? Do you need nesinas pruta or not? Let's say better. That's the Rav Baz's question. So, I think here you could see it one of two ways. Why is it okay even though I'm not chaser? Is it okay even though I'm not chaser because someone else is chaser and that's good enough? Or because chisaron's not really important? It's just her revach that's important. So here, that's, I think, an open question. I think even within Rashi, right? You could say that... Yeah?
Wouldn't that answer the next question of the Gemara? Meaning, why would I need to combine Ariv and Eved later in the Gemara? Because I don't need to really prove that she just doesn't have to lose anything. I just have to prove that she's, or someone's benefiting in some way. Just doesn't benefit somewhere. It doesn't matter who it is or how it gets there. So I don't need Ariv. On his Eved.
No, because with that Ariv, she's not benefiting. With that Ariv, she's not benefiting at all. So you need Chisar and Pruta. Just the Shliach's Chisaron counts for me. Or you could say that no. You don't need Chisaron at all. Just Kabbalah's Pruta. So I think even within Rashi, one go two ways. Is it that you need Chisaron? You know, so there's not a nafkamina of Rashi in the Ritva. But is it that the upshot of Eved Kenani is that you need Chisaron, but someone else could be motzi me in the Chisaron. Someone else could do the be chaser on my behalf. Or is it that, no, it doesn't matter if there's Chisaron, it just matters if there's Nesina and Kabbalah. You don't need Chisaron at all.
Isn't this related to the point of the first questions we were talking about? What's the whole purpose of giving the Kedushin, to show your seriousness or to show the formality?
How so?
If you don't have Chisaron, then you're not serious.
Ah, that's interesting. If you don't have Chisaron, then it takes away... that's interesting. I hear the Taina. Perhaps. Lemaisa, this is a big question, which will come up again and again. Lanias Daiti, it seemed to me that if I was studying the Ritva, then I wouldn't really focus too much on the Chisaron at all. If I was in the Rashi, I could go either way. I could say, well, you need someone's Chisaron, but it's not mine, or you don't need anyone's Chisaron. This is the famous discussion of the Rav Baz. Yes, Ben?
Last off, we were very concerned about Ki Yitain Ish. Like, what happened to that concern?
What happened to that concern of Ki Yitain Ish? So, again, if you take the Tosri Yazak and you have Ki Yitain Ish, it's just Nesina Sanah.
Right.
If you have Rashi, you clearly have Ki Yitain Ish. Just, he's giving someone else's money. Now, if you have the Ritva, the way the Avnei Nezer learned the Ritva, then where is the Ki Yitain Ish? So the answer is something we said earlier. What's important is not the Ki Yitain Ish, it's just that it shouldn't be the Isha. I mean, it doesn't actually say Ki Yitain Ish, it says Ki Yikach Ish Isha. It's not important the man does the Nesina, it's important the woman doesn't do the Nesina. That's what's important. And over here, since the Nesina is being done by someone, even though they're not a shliach of the man, but they're clearly doing the Nesina, they're clearly not the woman doing the Nesina, it's someone else doing the Nesina, so that's good enough. That's what you have to say. That's not so crazy. So here's the advice, says, what if it went up in value between Nesina and Kabbalah? So then he's Mesopak, Einim Kudeshes. The Radvaz himself thinks she's Mekudeshes, but we'll see different days on this and many other parallel cases. So the Radvaz there is not quoting the Din of Eved Kenani. The Radvaz is just wondering, you know, what happens? Do you need Nesinas Pruta or do you need Kabbalas Kabbalah's Pruta. But I think that might depend. If you take the Ritva's approach that really his Nesina is not so important, then I would think that the Ikker Neshim Kabbalah Pruta. If you take Rashi's approach, his Nesina is important, you just don't need Chisarum. Then, what does it mean we don't need Chisarum? Doesn't mean we don't need his Chisarum, but we need someone's Chisarum. Someone needs to be Chasar. Or doesn't mean we don't need anyone to be Chasar, we just need her to benefit. Who cares who loses? We care who wins in Judaism. That would be okay. And again, the Mishnah Melech has many, many, many other nafkaminas, which we'll get a chance to look at, Bli Neder. Similar cases are, you know, she is chole, she is bo sakana, or even ain bo sakana, and he gives her isurei hana'a, or he gives her geneva, or gzela, and she is kone b'shinu rishos. Shinu rishos means a common concern. That's what that whole Mishnah Melech discusses, all these cases. And again, all these cases, he doesn't have a, no one has a chisaron at all. So is that no one needs a chisaron? Or is it that he doesn't need a chisaron, but someone needs a chisaron? Clearly he doesn't need a chisaron. That's a beforish gemara. So what's the concern of the, of all the, what's the nafkamina of all these cases? He doesn't need a chisaron, but do we need someone to do the chisaron? Is it an essential part of the scene to have chisaron? Just anyone can do it? Then you need chisaron pruta. Or is it not an essential part to have chisaron? As long as she gets the money, that's good enough. That could be enough. Kamina, the last thing I want to discuss, and then I'm not going to get into it too much, we'll have to leave the Rambam for next time, is the discussion of Rav Chaim, the fascinating discussion of Rav Chaim. It's very difficult, Rav Chaim Malfa Falova. I realize, like, it's an impossible Rav Chaim to jump in the middle of, but I'll just summarize him offhand. Rav Chaim asked the following question in the Grach on the Rambam. The Grach says, do you have Din Eved Kenani Begoy She'eno Bar Shlichus? Does Din Eved Kenani apply to a Goy who's not a Bar Shlichus? Okay. A Goy is not a Bar Shlichus, would you have Din Eved Kenani? What's his case? His case is, I lend you money on the guy's behalf. Is there an Isser of Ribbis? If there's a Din Eved Kenani, then it's the guy who lent you money, so there's no Ribbis. If there's no Din Eved Kenani, then I lent you money. And says Reb Chaim, no, because it only works through shlichus. Okay, he says no, because it only works through shlichus. There's a ktsosin in a few places that says Din Eved Kenani does not work through shlichus. Ktsosin, quite a number of places, says Din Eved Kenani does not work through shlichus. And the ktsos therefore says, like, if Adam give you a suitor to be kona for someone else, you don't need shlichus. That just works from svara. Okay, maybe we'll even pick up with this. But the ktsos says, which I didn't put on the makaros, that yes, works even without shlichus. That Din Eved Kenani works even without shlichus. So again, they might be arguing about this fundamental hakira, the Amnenezer, going back to Amnenezer's hakira. If the point is just that, well, we need the Nesina. It just counts as long as you're my shlich through the Nesina. It counts even if I'm not the one who's chaser. Then you can only get started if you have shlichus. Graf's own case, there are other reasons why you might not apply a Kenani. However, the Ksos says, no, even without Shlichus, it works. Okay, I'll put the Ksos Lingender on the next Makaros sheet, and maybe we'll pick up from here and deal with the Rambam, Mirtz Hashem, next time.
Even when you get a chance. He's throwing the diamond ring into the ocean. Mm-hmm. My brother-in-law is actually Brooklyn. He was around.